Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. Steve Jobs, he said, if you're working on something that you really care about, you don't have to be pushed. The vision pulls you. Our guest today is pulled by a vision. It comes out of a remarkable story, a story of grace. You hear that time and again today because he is an example of the remarkable grace of Almighty God. As usual, we pause just for a moment here at the beginning of our show to remind you the reason we have the Good Life Hawaii radio program is to bring you to Christ. Our sole purpose at the very gut level is to lead you to Jesus Christ, for you to come to, as we call, saving faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, who loves you so much, he died on the cross for your sins and mine and our guests. He was buried, and he rose again on the third day. And that bloody death that he died, and the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary, is a blood that washes us clean. The scarlet thread of the blood of Jesus washes us white as snow. And the beauty of that is, through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, we can experience forgiveness of our sins, and what it really means to have a personal relationship with God. And here's the thing. Whatever you're going through at this very moment, whatever you're facing, whatever burden you're carrying, whatever guilt you bear, whatever trial you face, through Jesus Christ, you have a capacity not only to walk through that courageously, victoriously, you can come through stronger, better, well put together, because then you would be walking by the grace of Almighty God. So, my friend, is this day a day where you would open your heart to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I don't know all the answers, but today I want to put my trust in you. I open my heart and receive you as my Savior and Lord. I tell you, man, if you do that today, dear woman, dear man, friend, this can be the start of a marvelous new beginning for you. Pastor Carlos Rodriguez, he's the associate pastor of Faith, Hope, and Love Christian Center. He does the primary preaching at the church. He's married to Myra, and they have two boys, Stephen and Joshua. Pastor Carlos, welcome to our show.
It is a true privilege to be here. Thank you so much.
Pastor, where did you grow up?
I grew up in the Waimalu area, and it was a quite violent neighborhood, a lot of drugs, exposure to violence. A lot of, it was a low-income area, and a lot of exposure to fights and arguments. And it wasn't a peaceful neighborhood, if I could say it in a nice way. Praise the Lord.
Well, growing up in a violent context.
Yes.
An environment that may not be as reinforcing of a young man, a budding young individual. Who would you say influenced you most?
That's a wonderful question. And in my life, I would have to mention a couple of people because the significance in my life was so great. Beginning with my mother, she really gave her life to the Lord during the time when I was battling cancer. And that her love for me was tremendous. My dad had left our family. I was about maybe 10 years old, and my mom was battling cancer. So that left me wandering around Waimalu and Halava and Aiea, really without much of a parents to look to, because my mom, battling cancer, had to work two jobs. And I was kind of just wandering around, going to school, but yet no purpose, no hope. My mom really loved me, and the moments we had together was very special because she knew her time was limited. However, another significant person in my life at a young age was this guy. He goes to Calvary Chapel Pearl Harbor right now, but I know him as Brother Chuck. I just call him Brother Chuck. He used to come over in the Waimalu area with this big station wagon and pick up about 12 of us and put all of us in the station wagon and drive us to Door of Faith. Mildred Brostick, God bless her, she was the pastor at that time.
Yes.
So, you know, I would go to church, the seed would be planted, but, you know, I just went for the fried chicken and they would have a good meal.
Food always works, right?
Oh, yes. And then Chuck would bring us to the beach and bring us to different basketball courts, and he would just allow us to have fun. And that's his way of getting us out of the bad crowds and out of trouble. So this man named Chuck is a lot older than us, but he had a heart for kids my age. And he played a significant role in my life. I'm the only one of all of the crowd that continued to serve the Lord through influence like his.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say Chuck played a tremendous role in my life growing up.
So 10 years old, you're wandering the streets,
yes.
Halava, Waimalu, Aiea.
That's correct.
And it's the rough streets.
Yes.
And aimless, literally wandering.
Yes.
Chuck picks you up. So how would you describe your pathway to Christ? How did you become a Christian?
Yes. Well, Chuck would bring me to Door of Faith. Even though I would hear preaching and all that, I wasn't interested in it. My eyes was completely shut. However, my mom had went home to be with the Lord when I was about 16. I'm now a junior in high school, in Aiea High School. If I could share something that's quite significant, I didn't know how to read until I was 16 years old. I was in very special ed classes growing up. When the teacher would speak, I just wouldn't understand what she was saying. Then they would put me in a lower class. I still wouldn't understand. Then they would put me in a lower class, then lower. Until finally, I was up at the lowest class where some of my classmates was wearing helmets. You know, I said, okay, that's low enough. So praise God. But I didn't know how to read. My comprehension skills were very low. So with that in mind, you know, when my mom went home to be with the Lord, I was about 16 years old. I was, if I could say it, you know, like this, I didn't have any confidence that I could go to college because I felt I wasn't smart. Because I was heavy, I'm a heavy person, I didn't feel I could go into the military. And then so my options, you know, I didn't think, you know, I would have a woman in my life or to marry. So when I considered my life, I said, I got nowhere to go. I got nothing to do. When I would walk to the bus stop, Pastor Danny, from Halava Gym, ready to catch the bus home after the full day, there was times when that's when the Lord began to speak to my heart. That's when he began to draw me to himself. Because when I was with the crowd playing basketball, I was fine. But when I was alone at the bus stop, that was the time when the Lord began to put questions into my heart. Like, I would begin to ask myself, why am I here? What if a bus was to run me over right now? Would anyone care? What if I was to just jump in the middle of the street? Would anyone notice? What is the significance of my life? I got nowhere to go. I got nothing to do. And I'll begin to ask myself, you know, is this God, is there a God? If there is a God that is real, make yourself real to me. And I'll begin to just ask questions to myself, you know, and look up. And that's how God, I believe, begin to draw me to himself.
Pastor Carlos, it's so fitting that you share that part of your story about asking those questions, because at this very moment, as you're sharing, someone is asking those very same questions. They might be verbalizing it. They might have written it down in a journal. But they're asking that. They're wondering, am I here for a reason? Does God care? And as you're listening to Pastor Carlos Rodriguez share his story, there he was as a young man, 16 years old, all alone. And you know, it's in those lonely, quiet moments where we begin to ponder such deep, really profound questions that sometimes border on fatalism, because we come to a place where, because we don't know if anybody cares, in our loneliness, we could begin to let our minds drift to some very drastic measures that can be very destructive. And there's a part where the evil one works in that. But did you know that there's the other side of that? And that's why it's called gospel or good news. And it's that, as I look at Pastor Carlos today, he is nodding with a squint of affirmation in his eyes. Oh, as though to say, Danny, we got to tell them. We got to tell them. There is a purpose for their life. There is a purpose for your life. That not only does God know you, he cares about you. Right now, even in your loneliness. When we come back from our break, Pastor Carlos Rodriguez is going to share more of the story. His story, from his heart to your heart. And you know what it really is? It's God's heart through him directly to you. Oh, the love and mercy that God has for you. Oh, the future that God has for you. And the marvel of it all, it's in spite of wherever you are right now, in your depths of despair, that is the launching pad of a new beginning in Jesus Christ. When we come back, Pastor Carlos Rodriguez will share more gut level, heart to heart with you. You don't want to miss it. Stay with us now, okay? We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay with us. We'll be right back. Wandering the road of desperate life. Thank you. Aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042. 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Amashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
We love sports here in the islands. We love sports here in the United States. You know, sports is one of those things where it's worldwide, whether you love soccer, or as they call it in European and South American and other worldwide circles, football, or American football, or any other sport that you would imagine, basketball, baseball, and you name it. But you see, sports is one of those things that's a great endeavor, a great activity, because in sports there's so many life lessons. And very many times those life lessons come when you have great coaching. And great coaching is such that, you know, at the very heart of it, what a great coach does is, in the very essence, is give you hope. Today our guest is giving hope. As a coach would give hope to his or her players, very many times the hope comes when you look at the scoreboard, the score is lopsided and the team is losing. Or you've got a setback, or your back is against the wall. The greatness of the coach comes when they come to you and they're able to elevate you in the midst of a despairing situation. Our guest today, Pastor Carlos Rodriguez, has been sent by God to, like a coach, to bring hope, the hope in Jesus to you. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. I'm so glad you're with us. And if you're tuning in right now, you may have caught the tail end of the last segment, and you may be wanting to know if you could hear the rest of the story. You certainly can. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. You can get this podcast for free. In addition, we have other resources available, and you might have heard about the new CD that we're making available for a gift of any amount for you to receive a CD of 25 of our select Slice of the Good Life spots. These are 90-second spots that if you listen to, they will boost you up. They will encourage you, and you'll get a scripture reference, an application, and a personal testimony of some of my friends who have been featured here on this show. And not only would it be a blessing to you, but it'd be a blessing to someone else. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to get a hold of that CD for a gift of any amount. I think it'll be a great thing for you to have, and we want you to have it. So go, thegoodlifehawaii.org, and check that out. Pastor Carlos, before our break, you're talking about there at the bus stop, that noted bus stop.
Yes.
Just a figure in your memory right now. But you were lonely, and you asked God, do you care? Do you care about me? What happened after that? How did Christ make a difference in your life?
Thank you for asking, Pastor Danny. You know, this is, at this point, my mom had just passed away and went home to be with the Lord. And that's when all the questions begin to fill my heart at the bus stop. And this guy Chuck that I had mentioned earlier had invited me. It's 1991 now, and my mom died in June. In August of 91, he invited me to the Waikiki Shell because he said there's an evangelist named Greg Laurie that's going to come and preach the gospel. And, you know, I trusted him enough that wherever he invited me, I just began to go. So I went to the Waikiki Shell, and Greg Laurie began to preach the gospel. And for the first time, Pastor Danny, I heard the gospel with my inner ear, with my spiritual ears and my spiritual eyes. My eyes got enlightened by the Holy Spirit, and I could see my need for Jesus. My heart was wide open. And truly, 2 Corinthians 6:2 says, you know, in the day of salvation, I have helped you. And the Lord was helping me that day. Without his help, I could not come to him. I'm just not intelligent enough to figure things out like that. But with God's help, he let me see the gospel. He allowed me to see the fact that Jesus died for not only my sins, but my sinful nature that I was born with. And when I learned that my sins that I commit was connected to the sinful nature I was born with, all of a sudden things begin to make sense. And I know why we do what we do. It's because of the condition of our birth. This is why I knew I needed to be born again, because my first birth just wasn't working out. And the Holy Spirit was working through Pastor Greg Laurie as he began to speak. I just understood every word. And if you know me, you know that's a miracle, how someone could give a speech and I could understand every word. My eyes blew up in tears. My heart exploded in a revelation of God's love. I practically ran to the front to give my heart to the Lord, probably even before he gave the invitation. I was making my way down there already. I knew something happened inside of me. I didn't really know how to explain it, but I knew I was changed. I knew I received God's forgiveness. And that was the moment that I realized how much God loves me. It was August 20th, 1991. Just a month after my mom went home to be with the Lord. So I guess we can say I went from natural parents to spiritual, to a spiritual heavenly father within the transition of just a month.
A critical time in your life.
Yes.
Grieving, loss, and you're close to your mom.
Yes.
And now a spiritual birth. A rebirth. Rebirth. You were born again.
Yes.
Pastor Carlos, what happened after that?
Yes.
In the interim period between then, 16-year-old young man, to the years that took you to where you are today, what are some of the significant things that happened that brought you to where you are today?
Yes, Chuck and I remain close friends, and now he began to disciple me, you know, now that I'm a believer. And he was so happy that I came to the Lord. We left Door of Faith soon after that, and we joined a church called Harbor of Faith. His name is Pastor Joseph Allen and Sharon Allen. They're still pastors today up in Makakilo. It's called Kapolei Lighthouse. But I joined, I became a part of them, and Joseph Allen really began to train me in evangelism and in the Bible, just the regular way that someone would be discipled. I also ordered material from Greg Laurie, and I was listening to the material. But one thing I want to share is I still didn't know how to read. So this guy named Joseph Allen, what he did is he bought me the Bible on tapes. Because he told me, you know, Carlos, now that you're a believer, he always told me that the Lord will speak to you through the Bible, through the Word of God. But he realized that I didn't know how to read, so he knew I was uncomfortable with that. Because I wanted to know Jesus so bad, but I didn't know how to read. And so he bought me the Bible on cassette tapes. Mm-hmm. And he said, just let the guy read for you and you just follow along. We'll trust the Lord. So I began to do that. You know, I would play the book of Matthew and I would read along, but he would do the reading for me. And it was through that the passion for the word began to develop within my heart. And I was waiting for Jesus to jump out and grab my heart. I knew it would happen. So I went through Matthew. I went through Mark. I went through Luke. Something happened in the book of John for some reason. John 15, where the reading said, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you abide in me and I abide in you, you will bear much fruit. And then the line said, for without me, you can do nothing. When I had to stop the tape, and because my Bible was drenched with tears, and I realized that for the first time I had an encounter with Jesus through his word, And at that moment, I knew the Bible was the Word of God, because that which is written became living. And I never understood something through a literature or through a book before, but I just understood it all. And it began to grab me. And my life, my relationship with the Word of God has never been the same ever since. I continued in the tapes, and I began to bring the tapes to school. You know, I'm now a senior in Aiea High School at this point. And my English teacher, her name was Mrs. Chan. She was a Christian, and she was so happy to see me with my Bible in school. And what she did is she gave me special classes after school and began to teach me how to read from the Bible. And that's how I began to learn how to read, with the tapes and with my English teacher giving me special classes. First book I ever read in my life was the Bible. And that's the beginning of how the Lord began to build His love in my heart.
You know, I think I see a vision of I think about a sponge, a dry sponge that is like, so. But if the sponge was like someone panting. I want more. There's a hunger. There's a yearning. There's a reaching, a grasping for more of God, for more of the Word. I want to make a point about Chuck, Brother Chuck.
Yes.
You know, Brother Chuck, I'm hearing about him from you now. He took you as a little boy.
That's right.
And 10 years old, started to reach out to you consistently, right?
Yes.
Bringing you to church. And it wasn't until 6 years later that he invited you to the Greg Laurie, it was like a Harvest Crusade, right?
Yes, it was.
So you go to that, but I think we all need to be reminded. You're a great reminder today, as Brother Chuck is, that the great work of evangelism is not a snap thing. It's not something that, maybe that moment when you came to Christ seemed like a grand moment. But it was built on this relationship that Brother Chuck had developed with you in continuously exposing you to the things of God, the grace of God, the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, until you made a decision. And he was there,
yes,
to disciple you after you made a decision for Christ. I think we so often either circumvent the working of the Holy Spirit, trying to force somebody right away, maybe even prematurely, to make a decision before they even are cognizant of the depth of understanding. Not to say that we need to make it overly complicated. It's a simple message. But what you said was, the Lord opened your eyes. Your eyes were enlightened to know, to understand at that moment when Pastor Greg was preaching. So an encouragement to you too. If you've been trying to reach out to somebody and they don't seem to be moving along, take heart. The Lord is still at work, and the Lord is still using you, and He will continue to use you. Now, when we come back, I want to let you hear more about a message that Pastor Carlos has to share about grace. I mean, this man of God has been so profoundly moved, impacted by this message of grace. We need to hear it. I think so often in the quagmire of Christianity, we get on, or shall I say, we get off of the simplicity and the clarity of grace. And when we come back, he'll share a little bit about it, and we'll go deeper, and he'll share as he has so graciously, even out of brokenness. That's why it relates to us, you and me. And he'll share more, so stay with us, okay? We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky, leave it to me, I lead you home.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out? Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A Slice of the Good Life, 90 Seconds of Refreshing Hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tsang, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Okay, have you ever seen a thick, dry sponge? It gets hard. It's crusty. That's, yeah, crusty. But then you soak that sponge, you just soak it in water, it begins to soften, it begins to get pliable, and when you keep soaking it, it gets so wet that if you were to brush up against it, you get wet because it's so wet. Well, our guest today, Pastor Carlos Rodriguez, has been so saturated by the Word of God that if you brush up against him, you can't help but get some of the Word of God, and more specifically, the Word of grace. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro. This is a special program with our guest today. In fact, as you're listening to him, there may be a movement within your own heart. The Holy Spirit may be speaking to you, touching you, as the Lord, the Holy Spirit, uniquely is able to do. You might want to get in touch with Pastor Carlos. You can do that. He's the associate pastor there at Faith, Hope, and Love Christian Center. He does the preaching there at the church. But you can find out more about him, his testimony, the ministry of Faith, Hope, and Love Christian Center. Go ahead and call 808-843-2599. 843-2599. And find out more about his ministry, his growing ministry. His ministry and message of grace. And you might have heard our special announcement of a new gift that we're making available. It's a gift for a donation of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, where we have the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. We have a special CD called A Slice of the Good Life, Volume 1, 25 select testimonial devotionals with testimonies, compelling, riveting stories, Bible verses, and applicable, relevant, practical teaching of how to apply it, all in 90 seconds. It's something that will certainly give you a lift in your life, encourage you, and someone else whom you care about. And I think it's a perfect time this season to make it available for you. And so with a gift of any amount, a donation, we will send that to you as a gift of appreciation for your support of our ministry here, the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. Pastor, and to get that, go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. Pastor Grace, the word of grace, talk to us about that.
Praise the Lord. After we had left, Chuck and I had left Pastor Joseph Allen in Makakilo, Kapolei Lighthouse, after about being with him for about a year, and we wanted to just explore the Christian churches together and see maybe where the Lord would plant us. So we've been to Hope Chapel together, we've been to Calvary Chapel, we've been to a church called Peaceful Holiness. We kind of made our rounds, and then I bumped into a pastor named Lloyd Watanabe at a water baptism service. And at this point, I am now about 20 years old. And Pastor Lloyd had taken me under his wing, and I seen something in him that really drew me to a depth of God that I never knew existed. And he had shared with such revelation and conviction the word of God into my life that I decided to really be planted under the ministry with Pastor Lloyd Watanabe. And I've been with Pastor Lloyd ever since 20 years old, all the way until this year. So I've been with Pastor Lloyd now for 18 years. But something special happened, Pastor Danny, in the year 2008, November. The Lord had granted us a revelation concerning God's grace that I never saw before. And this revelation had radically changed my life. And it had brought a freedom into my Christian life that once again, I never knew existed. If I could share that prior to this revelation, I was trained and discipled like how someone normally would be. But however, some of the training that I been getting prior to grace, I didn't realize how religious some of those training was. And I didn't realize how much of a religious mindset I had. For example, you know, we are taught things like, you know, Jesus died for you, now you need to live for him. You know, things like that. It sounds really good. You know, like we need to do our best to live the Christian life. And, you know, we need to, you know, just try our best and God will honor our efforts, you know. And that was the story of my life. For about 18 years, Pastor Danny, I was trying my best to make God happy. I was trying my best to live the Christian life. I was trying my best to please God. However, I made a lot of mistakes along the way. So I'd find myself often crying in repentance and begging God for forgiveness. You know, because I thought in my mind that, you know, as a believer, if I commit a sin, the presence of the Lord leaves me. But he comes back when I repent, you know. So I didn't ever want the Lord to leave me. So I found myself always repenting, you know, because I made a lot of mistakes. I didn't realize the religious mindset I had until 2008, when God had blessed us with a revelation of God's grace. If I could share a little, a message that Pastor Lloyd had preached in November 2008, the message was entitled, Who's Doing the Living? And he subtitled it The Exchange Life. And when I heard this message, the message of God's grace began to overwhelm my heart, because the question was asked, you know, who's doing the living? Is it you or is it Jesus? Are you doing the living or is Jesus doing the living through you? And all my life, you know, I've been taught that, you know, God empowers me to live the Christian life. But with the message of grace, I realize that God doesn't empower me to live the Christian life. However, there's an exchange that takes place whereby Jesus's life is given to me and my life was nailed to the cross. Like it says in Galatians 2:20, I've been crucified with Christ, yet no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. So this revelation that Christ lives in me, as also it says in Colossians 1:26, the mystery that has been hidden for ages has now been revealed to the saints. And the mystery that has been revealed is Christ in me, the hope of glory. And as I begin to learn and look into the message of grace, I begin to realize that Jesus lives in me and it's his life that God wants to flow through me. God is not interested in my efforts. He's interested in the sacrifice of Christ, the life of Christ who lives in me to flow through me. And then now, because Jesus is doing the living, I can now enjoy his life and rest in him. The burden of Christianity is no longer on my shoulders when I realized that the one who's going to live the Christian life in and through me is Jesus himself. And what I am to do is to be conscious of Christ in me and to enjoy the truth that it's a finished work. Jesus paid the price in full. When he died, he said, "It is finished." The Bible says, "He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion," Philippians 1:6. So that means that the Lord started the work, the Lord is doing the work, and the Lord finished the work. So my life is in his hands, whose work is already done. He already did the work in me. He's doing the work through me, and it's his life that's flowing through me. So this message of grace is kind of like a radical message because it's a consciousness of God's love in me. And my role as a believer now is to just enjoy his life and be aware of Christ in me. And wherever I go, I know that as I speak, it's not going to be me speaking, but the Lord speaking through me. There's a consciousness now that the thoughts that I have comes from the Lord. It's not my thoughts. It's the Lord's thoughts. And when I meet people, I know that the Lord set that up for me to meet these people. It's not just by accident. And now there's this consciousness of Christ in me that I'm really enjoying. And the burden of me trying to make God happy is now off of my shoulders because in the New Testament, in the New Covenant, we can see in the scripture that God is happy in Christ, not in my religious efforts to make him happy. The sacrifice of Jesus fully pleased the Father. And now that Jesus lives in me, he gives me as a free gift his righteousness. So I'm no longer a sinner. But because Jesus lives in me, he made me righteous. For he who knew no sin became sin for me, that I might become the righteousness of God in him. Galatians 2:21. And I'm so grateful that the revelation of God's grace has come to me just at the tail end of Pastor Lloyd's life. In January, Pastor Lloyd went home to be with the Lord. And but for 4 years, we have been really soaking into this revelation that, you know, the good news for the unbeliever is you don't have to die. You can come to Jesus and experience eternal life. But the good news for the believer is you don't have to live. You don't have to live this Christian life. You're not called to live a life that where you're spending your whole life trying to make God happy. God's already happy in Christ. Christ lives in us. And then now we can enjoy a relationship with God, not a religious life whereby we're always wondering, is God with me? Does God love me according to my own performance?
There's a certain expression of liberty,
yes,
of freedom that you have.
Yes.
When we come back, Pastor, I want to hear about your family.
Yes.
Your wife, Myra, and your kids,
praise
your boys,
God.
Stephen and Joshua. And also, I'd like for you, because people today, as they're listening, it might be refreshing to them to hear that. It might be new to hear what you're saying, because it's never been explained to them, or maybe they forgot, because we can very easily get caught up in the religiosity of Christianity. But also, as Christ is living in you, what happens when you do blow it? What happens when I blow it? You know, how do you respond, knowing that it's Christ in you? I'd like for you to share a little bit about that family, and more when we come back. You're listening to Pastor Carlos Rodriguez, Heart to Heart with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Winward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinenna Narinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and RG Maintenance LLC. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5 KGU, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Ever wish you could listen to something inspiring but didn't have the time? What if you could get an encouraging boost from a compelling testimony, a related Bible passage, and practical application all in 90 seconds? Danny Yamashiro and the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show have the answer. For a gift of any amount, a new CD is being offered. A slice of the good life, 90 seconds of refreshing hope. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org for this CD. Hear from Johnny Erickson Tada, Greg Smalley, Joe Onasai, Dan Chun, Jordan Tseng, Terry Wong, Norman Nakanishi, Fernando Castillo, Dave Barr, Junko, Memory Casey, Carlos Cambry, Jonathan Steeper, and many more. For a gift of any amount to Danny Yamashiro Ministries, you'll receive Volume 1 of A Slice of the Good Life. Visit thegoodlifehawaii.org to send in your donation and receive this enjoyable gift while supplies last. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org.
You're listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ Is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter, or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
I remember years ago, just starting off in the ministry, I'm studying with my preaching professor, Dr. Stephen Olford in Tennessee, there in Memphis, Tennessee. And he talked to me and several other leaders there about this thing called the exchange life, Galatians 2:20. I've been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. The exchange life. Well, Pastor Carlos Rodriguez was talking about that as he was explaining about grace and the finished work of Christ and Christ alive in us. You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I'm Danny Yamashiro, and I just love it when we have the opportunity to spend this time with you to talk story, heart to heart, and to let my featured guests share the things, the grand things that the Lord has been doing in their lives. If you want to find out more about Pastor Carlos, about his church, you can find out at 803-843-2599, and to get this show in its entirety and other resources that we offer, devotionals, Bible passages, quotes, and all a plethora, a wide array of shows of many different subjects, topics, and guests. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org. And remember, A Slice of the Good Life, Volume 1, it's available for you for a donation of any amount. Why do I want to donate to the Good Life Hawaii radio show? Well, we are reaching literally thousands and thousands of people every single day through our radio program and our internet media ministry. And we have even greater opportunities in other locations where we're being invited to air our program. But we need you to hold hands with us. We need, of course, your prayer support, and we need your financial support to stand with us. And so for a donation of any amount, we want to send you A Slice of the Good Life, Volume 1. I think it'd be a great gift for you and for someone else. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.org to get that, and we'll send it to you with, we believe, with the blessing of the Lord on your life as a means for you to reach out to someone else as well. Pastor Carlos, okay, so Christ is living in us. And we still blow it from time to time. How do you process that with in the Christian, in the exchange life, when we get the weird thought, and we even, worse yet, we take a wrong action? What do you do? What would you say I should do?
Thank you for asking, Pastor Danny. That's such a significant question to the message of grace. And often when I speak to people about God's grace and unconditional love and unconditional grace, one of the concerns that people have, they say, isn't grace the way you present it, like a license to sin? Like, because when we present grace, the revelation is that all of our sins are forgiven. When Jesus died on the cross, he took upon himself not only my sins, but my sinful nature, and he bore my sins. From the day I was born to the day to the end of my life, he took every sin I would ever commit, past, present, and future. Because you got to remember, when Jesus died on the cross 2,000 years ago, all my sins were future sins. He didn't just take some of my sins upon himself. He took all of my sins upon himself, and he died. He sacrificed his life, and he paid the penalty for every sin I would ever commit. So that I could experience his life. That's why he said, I've come to give you my life, and my life more abundantly. You know, the Bible, John said, behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. The message of grace is that God, in believing in Jesus, all of our sins are forgiven, past, present, and future. And he said, it is finished. He finished the work on the cross. So when I minister the message of grace, people say, well, isn't that a license to sin? Since all of my sins are forgiven, then I might as well just go and sin. I might as well just do whatever I want. But you see, that's not the message of grace when you present it, when you respond in a way where you think that grace is a license to sin. Because Paul, in the Bible, also had the same issues. That's why he said in Romans 6:1, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? He said, God forbid. How shall we who are dead to sin continue in sin? You see, the revelation is that Jesus died for our sins, that we could see ourselves dead to sin and alive in him. And it's a revelation of Jesus is alive in me. And the Holy Spirit begins to show us how much God loves us, that love will radically change our lives. So yeah, Jesus never died for our sins so that we could sin. Jesus died for our sins so that we could live and be free from sin. You see, that's the pure message of grace. Grace is not a license to sin. It's an opportunity to live. It's a freedom to live. You see, and this is why when I do sin as a believer, which I do, praise the Lord, more often than you know, we all make mistakes.
Yes.
But you see, the difference is that when I sin as a believer, I realize that all of my sins are forgiven. And I realize that for me to sin, I must be what the Bible calls in the flesh. Because although my spirit is made perfect, my flesh remains in my body. Now, if I'm conscious of myself and conscious of my flesh, I become selfish. And that's how the enemy tempts me, through the door of the flesh. Now, if I fulfill my fleshly desires and I commit a sin, I'm in the wrong location. That's why I sinned. You can only sin from the location of the flesh. You have to be in the flesh to sin. This is why the Bible encourages us to set your mind on things above, where Christ is. The Bible says, abide in me and I in you. You know, the Bible says to be conscious of Christ living in us. We don't sin when we're conscious of Christ in us. We have to be in the flesh to sin, because our spirit has been made perfect in righteousness. That's where Jesus lives, in my spirit. So when I sin now as a believer, you know, I acknowledge and I apologize for what I did wrong. But immediately after, I say, Lord, but I thank you now that all of my sins are forgiven. I thank you that I've been made righteous in you. I thank you that you live in me. And the Bible says when we repent in Acts 3:19, we're immediately converted, and times of refreshing comes from the presence of the Lord. So just because I sin, it doesn't mean that I lose my righteousness. It doesn't mean that I lose my position in Christ. It just means that I was in the wrong location. So repentance is basically a change of mind. You know, I'm mindful of myself. When I sin, I now repent, and now I'm mindful of Christ. And all of a sudden, my relationship with Christ just continues even more beautifully in his grace.
Pastor Carlos, that explanation, so important to share.
Yes.
As you have, for people to begin to themselves process their relationship with Christ, what it means in their own life. You know, you're blessed. And I know that Myra and Stephen and Joshua are blessed, and so is Faith, Hope, and Love Christian Center, where you preach. Pastor, you've touched the hearts of someone right now who has been hurting, struggling, asking questions. And so I'm grateful. I'm grateful that you've been here. So, Pastor Carlos Rodriguez, mahalo.
Yes.
Thank you for joining us
today.
You know, in the next few days, you're going to be hearing stories. More stories, heart-to-heart, gut-level stories from people like Pastor Carlos. And I want you to invite someone to listen in and be inspired. You know, this program is made possible by our partners, financial partners. And if you'd like to join us, you can get the Good Life, a slice of the Good Life at thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's volume one. Check that out. Romans 11:6 says, and if by grace, then it is no longer by works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. It's always a blessing to be with you. We've been joined by our featured guest, Pastor Carlos Rodriguez. Until next time, I'm Danny Yamashiro with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life.